So, Perek Aleph of Yesod HaTorah explained what God is, right? Perek Beis tells us once I have this God, Hakel HaNichbad VaHaNora HaZeh, Mitzvah LaAhavo, LaYira'o Oso, Shenema VaHavta Hashem Elokecha, VeNema Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. In other words, right after you know what God is, which I would say means right after you say the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, so the next thing you get is "Va'ahavta as Hashem Elokecha." There's a mitzvah to love the Ribono Shel Olam. That's the Rambam Perek Beis Halacha Aleph. Now it's interesting that the Rambam's lashon is "Hakel ha'nichbad v'hanorah hazeh." That's a pasuk where it's in Kisavo, where the Torah writes "Liyiras Hashem ha'nichbad v'hanorah hazeh." Right. So the Rambam is taking a pasuk which is written by Yira, and the Rambam is formulating it by Ahava. But you get the impression from the formulation of the Rambam that the Rambam is saying that Ahava and Yira are both connected to this pasuk of Nichbad v'Hanora. What that probably means is that Nora is a form of Yira. Right? Nora is that something that's so awesome you like hold back, oh my gosh, and Kavod is a form of Ahava. Right? So the Rambam is saying from this pasuk, Hakel Nichbad v'Hanora, so you know there's a mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. Now, in the Sefer HaMitzvos of the Rambam, in Mitzvah Gimel, so the Rambam tells us that the mitzvah of Ahava is that we should nachshov v'nisponim b'mitzvosom ma'amarov u'pu'ulosov achinasigehu v'nene b'hasagoso tachlis ha'hana'a. Right? Meaning that we should think about the mitzvos until we fully apprehend them, until we appreciate them. And we get hana'a, tachlis ha'hana'a. Again, there are different translations. I'm just reading. This is the standard translation that we get the ultimate hana'a from appreciating the mitzvahs. And the Sifrei says, the Torah says, v'ahavta Hashem Elokecha, ein yodea keitzer oheves hamakom, talmud lomar v'hayu adroma eila shanot mitzavcha hayom al vavecha, right? Meaning to say, this mitzvah means that you talk about it all the time. When I love someone, I talk about that person all the time. Right? Ahavta Hashem Elokecha, ahaveyu al habrios, etc. But in the Rambam, you get the impression that the mitzvah is to understand mitzvosav ma'amarav u'pu'ulosav. To understand the mitzvahs of Hashem is a kiyum of Ahavas Hashem, which I would call learning Torah is a kiyum of Ahavas Hashem, no? Now, when we go back to the conversation that we had last semester about women and Talmud Torah, so to the extent that Talmud Torah is a form of Ahavas Hashem, so it's certainly like the most fundamental thing. Again, my guess is that this is why we're all here. Right? We love the Ribono Shel Olam. We love learning Torah. By learning Torah, we understand the Ribono Shel Olam more. And the more we love it, the more we talk about it. And that's why the more we want to teach it to other people, which, by the way, is why in that parsha, Vahavta, you have the mitzvah Vishinantam Levanecha, right? Which is to teach other people, right? This goes a little bit against one of the ways that we presented it last time of the two mitzvahs, right? What we're saying now from this Rambam is that the mitzvah to teach others is a chelik of ahava. When I really love someone, I talk about that person, right? Here, this is his lashon. Kishetahav ish echad tisaper bishvachav v'tarba behem. V'tikra b'nei Adam la'ahavo, le'ahav, lehov oso. Right? So therefore, we want to talk about Torah and teach Torah because that's a form of Ahavas Hashem. So the first parasha of Kriyat Shema is Ahavas Hashem. That's a parasha that includes Vishinantam Levanecha. It happens in the second parasha of Kriyat Shema, you get some element of Ahavas Hashem, but you also have psukim that speak about if you don't do the mitzvahs, so then ve'atzar es, right? That the Torah is going to that the land won't give forth its fruits and the rain won't come, right? That's in the second parasha of Kriyat Shema. That's a form of yira. It's almost a way of scaring you in the very narrow sense of yira. So the two parashas of Kriyat Shema, right, both contain dimensions. Again, we're coming off of the pasuk Verahavtas Hashem Elokecha. So once you know who God is, then you have to love Him, and you have to fear. And I think that basically is how we that basically is the recitation of Kriyat Shema. And again, I expressed my ideas in terms of how this impacts on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Mitzvah Dalet in the Rambam, right, is the mitzvah of Yira. By the way, the next halachos in the Rambam are going to be slightly different than the way the Rambam formulates it in Sefer Mitzvahs. In Sefer Mitzvahs, Ahavas Hashem means learn Torah, right? And you love it so much, so you teach it to other people. Yira is that we should be scared of God. We should not be like the Kofrim who go b'shvirus libam of the keri, but we should fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. V'zeh sha'amru es Hashem Elokecha tira. Right? Part of that is not mentioning Hashem's name in vain, etc. Not cursing Hashem chas v'shalom. There's a commandment. Es Hashem Elokecha tira is to tell you that you have to be scared of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and it's a mitzvah saseh. So the Rambam, both mitzvah Gimel and mitzvah Daled, talks about Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. He does not say it the same way as he says in Perek Beis Halacha Beis, but that is a coming attraction. Comments, questions.